Welcome to our encore for today. This Monday. And this is a show not from last year, but from this past summer. It was suggested by somebody on the BSPs and More page. And I went and I listened to it. And I thought, wow, this is actually pretty funny. I mean, I got a pretty exacting standard. May not be as high as some people's, but, you know, I like it. But when I'm sitting there listening to a show that I did, and I personally find it funny, why not share it with the audience? Phil, you're stumbling around. Just get to it. Yeah, okay. So anyway, here is the show that I'd like to share with you. It is from July. Jay Santos and the Citizens Auxiliary Police began investigating parking lot carnivals. You may remember that. Parking lot carnival thing. And then, what, bud?
I don't recall.
Well, then listen to it and you'll find out.
Okay.
And then Ted Bell gets drunk and inappropriate. What could be better? Let's listen on the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
The world famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. I want to be heard.
You're being heard, General.
I can't hear it.
The world famous. I got it. Phil Hendry Show here at the El Pacifico. What can't you hear?
Well, it sounds like the music's too loud.
Sounds good to me. Anyway, welcome to our program.
Well, okay.
I don't think it's up too hot.
I don't think it's too hot either. All right.
So where were we?
Starting the show.
Oh, yeah. So welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show at the El Pacifico here in Southern California. And we have on the line Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Now, this is something, unfortunately, we wanted to cover it last night, and I deleted the show file. Everyone knows, but you're still out there at Melby Mall, right?
Well, Phil, where we are is it's at Melby and PCH. It's sort of a strip mall out here. Melby, there's a Wadsworth, there's a Cluckos, there's a bunch of different stores here. And they're having what you do occasionally see, what we've become aware of, at a Citizens Auxiliary Police. I have General, I have Major, I'm Brigadier General. I forget my name now.
My name's Jay Santos.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I was thinking of you, Major.
My name is Major Elvis Newton, God Almighty.
Major Newton's here. He's laying in the van.
Major Newton's there on the operation with you?
Most of the operations, he's with us. He's right now, he's laying in the van. He's got some saltine cracker, look like some... Is that clam chowder, Major?
Don't worry about it.
Okay. But he lays in the van.
When you say he lays in the van, he's with you on these operations.
That's correct. But when he comes with us, he's generally... checks to make sure that we're set up, then he goes back into the van and will lay back on a sofa recliner that we have with his arm on his forehead, just kind of staring at the ceiling. You're okay, sir?
Yes, I'm fine. The clam chowder.
Yeah, so... Why are you laughing?
I don't know. There's something humorous about it.
I'm
not trying to insult you, Jay.
I can assure you there's nothing humorous about what we're doing, Mr. Henry.
Jay, we're not trying to insult you. Just the major is there. All right.
The major's here in what?
He grabbed the phone.
Yeah, you do it.
Mr. Henry, do you find something amusing about how I am and here?
Sir?
He's laying down again. Never mind. So we're here at the Melby Mall, and you want me to get into why we're here?
Yeah, please do.
The reason why we're here, Phil, it feels weird. It's almost like you're not interested. I'm here. You're just having to redo the show from last night.
Okay, I am interested, Jay, because I heard, and you had not only tweeted about it, but you posted a video of yourself talking about the fact that you find carnivals, these parking lot carnivals, suspicious?
Yeah, that is correct. And I have told the sub-commanders, Sub-Commander Gleason's with me tonight, and Sub-Commander Hepcat, I have told all of them that when we drive by a carnival or a roadside carnival, I drive by, I look at it, and I go, we come to a full stop, then I put it in reverse and we back up. So if you see us come to a full stop and then back up, and you're at a carnival, you'll know that we're about to get on. We're about to get it on. You know?
What do you mean, get it on?
We're going to get into our yellow rain slickers, General. We're going to go in and survey a situation.
All right, so tell me, what is so suspicious?
You just went, what is so suspicious?
No, I did not.
Well, yes, you did.
No, we did. Just get past that, please, okay? What is suspicious, General? What's suspicious about a parking lot carnival?
What's suspicious about a parking lot carnival? I got a guy over here.
Hey, Jay, just talk to us.
All right, sorry. What's suspicious, you drive by you know, you're on PCA, you gotta be on any highway, you take a look to your left or a look to your right, and you go, what? There's a store, and then there's a Ferris wheel, and a carny in clown makeup. You know what a carny is?
Yes, it's a man that works at Carnival.
Right. Only he's got clown makeup on, he's got a cigarette in his mouth. I don't know, I'm like, what's that about? So we will stop and then put it into full reverse, back up. You'll see all three or four sub-commanders in a car. You'll see all of their heads turn in unison and look, and then go look to the front and then park it, you see? So
what do you mean they're all their heads turn in unison?
Is Mr. Henry there?
I'm right here, Jay. You're talking to all of us.
All right. What was the question?
What do you mean they stop, their heads turn in unison?
This is what we train. You may find it funny, General. This is how you train the sub-commander. If you are driving and you see a Carnival, stop, back up, everyone in unison look again as if to say, what was that? And then you pull over.
All right, so the point being, you want to let everybody know that you guys are about to put on the yellow rain slickers and do what you call a move-in?
That is correct. The move-in is where if you had an aerial camera on us, you'd see all of a sudden yellow leaking into the crowd. So there's a crowd, aerial shot of a crowd, then you see a stream of yellow.
Like urine.
Jesus Christ.
General?
Mr. Henry, I don't need this.
All right, I'm sorry.
Well, you know.
Well, that's what it sounded like, since you're a stream of yellow.
Yellow rain slickers, okay? Yellow rain slickers, all right? That's what we're talking about.
Okay, so I want to find out, Jay, as you talk about Carnival's being suspicious, you stop, you take a look, you go, what's that?
Yeah, we stop and go, what was that? It started out with me about 3 months ago. I was driving down the road and I saw a Carnival. It was like a parking lot Carnival. I went, what is that? I recognized it. I saw the Ferris wheel.
So you do know what you're looking at.
Yeah.
You know what the rides are.
I saw a Ferris wheel. I saw a loop-de-loop. I seen a merry-go-round. And they had booths. I know at least one of the booths was probably Red Hot. And another booth was a corn dog. And that troubled me. I was like, what? So we pulled over and we went in. And
well, what's troubling about a corn dog? We're talking to Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police about their surveying parking lot Carnivals. And as the general just asked, what are you seeing when you see the corn dog?
Well, I walked in at just about a half an hour ago here at the Melby Mall over your corn dog concession. And there was a guy there, and I asked him, in fact, let's just go over there. So I'm not more than 50 feet away from it, Phil. This is a corn dog concession here at this Melby Mall parking lot Carnival. How you doing?
Fine.
And that's a corn dog?
Yes, sir.
And you're eating that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, do you have any thoughts about, I mean, you're sitting there with a corn dog.
I don't understand.
Jay.
Hold on, Phil. You sit with a corn. You got a corn dog.
What about it?
So right there, Mr. Henry, you can see this kind of a defensive sound.
That sounds offensive. He sounds like you're bugging him.
No, I'm not bugging him.
Yes, it does. It sounds like you're asking about a corn dog. He doesn't want to answer you.
I'm asking him about the corn. God, man, you don't even understand what significant. Sir, here's another gentleman. What's your name?
My name's Terry.
And you're eating the corn dog. Just tell me about the corn dog. What's that about?
What do you mean what it's about? I was hungry. I thought I'd have one.
Okay. So there you have it, Phil. There is
the only guy there that's having a problem with corn dogs is you, Jay. No kidding.
Well, what does that mean? I got a problem with corn dogs. Like, I want to take one and insert it? What does that mean? I got a problem with corn dogs?
I don't know. All right. So, so far we've got the Carnival itself looks weird. The corn dog.
Yeah, right, hold on. Now, here's a booth. This is for Red Hots. You know what a Red Hot is?
Those are the hot dogs. Yeah, they're hot dogs.
Exactly.
Do we call them, Mr. Henry? Called Red Hots. They're big, giant hot dogs.
Right. Okay, so here we got a guy. You've got a Red Hot. Hi, I'm Jay Sanis, Citizens Auxiliary Police. I'm on the air right now on a Phil Henry show. That's a Red Hot, right?
Yeah.
And I assume you're going to eat it?
Yeah, I'm going to eat it.
Okay, when you take that thing and you put it in your mouth, do you gag? I mean, in other words, do you go, oh, because it's pretty big. You walked away.
Yeah, and I would too, Jake.
Oh, hold on, Mr. Andy. You got a Red Hot. You heard what I said. See, in other words, I don't know.
Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police with a problem with, carnivals. Yeah, roadside carnivals. He doesn't like corn dogs and Red Hots.
That's only part of it, okay? when you come to a carnival and you got a loop-de-loop, you have a Ferris wheels, this is a lot of equipment, Mr. Henry, and it's very intricate equipment, and you have just a bunch of people who are paid 50 cents an hour, and what if all of a sudden the Ferris wheel collapses and you hear this, okay?
Oh my God, Jay, stop that.
Just blew the freaking VU meter out with... You blew the freaking VU meter out with that.
Yeah, what are you doing, Mr. What's your name?
My name is Jay Santos. I'm trying to make a point.
All right, Jay, make it without the theatrics.
Oh my God, I'm trying to tell you, what do you do if the Ferris wheel comes apart?
If the Ferris wheel comes apart.
God, Mr. Rennie, if the Ferris wheel comes apart,
Jay. It's a terrible situation. Obviously, it probably will be a medical emergency if there are people on the Ferris wheel.
Well, it could be. There's nobody on the Ferris wheel. Then that would be a break.
Yeah, sure. That'd be a real break. They got the Ferris wheel going around and around with nobody on it.
Hey, Tony. Excuse me. Tony, do you keep the Ferris wheel going?
What?
Do you keep the Ferris wheel going if there's nobody on it?
No.
So it wouldn't be going.
All right, so then it would be a medical emergency.
Right.
So what's your point?
My point is, if this equipment all of a sudden stops, I don't know.
Jay Santos is with us from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. You had a problem with Ferris wheels. This sounded much better last night.
I knew what I was, last night I had notes and everything. I'd get called in today.
We're sorry, Jay, but this happens, okay? This is showbiz.
Sorry, Jay, but yeah, you know.
Yeah, well, you deleted the tape. It's going to make it my problem? You deleted the tape and you make it my problem?
I'm not making it your problem if you want to leave. But the point is, you have a suspicion of carnivals. You guys do the move-in with the yellow rain slickers. So far tonight, you've interviewed a guy at the what is it called, General?
I think it's called the corn dog.
It's the corn dog sensation.
Yeah, corn dog and then the red hot. And you asked the guy, do you gag?
No, I did. He walked away because, you know what, some people... they don't want to face the truth. A red hot is a big, thick hot dog.
Yeah, you're going to bite into it or something, man.
What? What happened to you? Yeah!
You bite into it, man, or you take a fork and knife and cut it. You're going to go... You're going to take it and gag it. Maybe you would.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, that's what I think, Mr. Santos. I think you'd probably take a red hot and go... Help me. I'm Jay Santos. I'm trying to gag a red hot down.
All right, Mr. N, you know what? I don't need this. I got a wife at home. She bought a whole set of panties. You know what I'm saying?
I don't need to hear this. Thanks a lot, Jay.
Okay, is that it?
Yeah, that's it. Good luck with your postings there at the carnivals.
Well, I mean, okay, this is the Citizens Auxiliary Police. This is what we do. We go out, we look around, we take a peek around, and we try to forewarn you of the things that we think could be dangerous. You got a parking lot carnival, and you got, I don't know, man, you got guys sitting there going, yeah, may I have a corn dog, please? Yeah, sure.
All right, okay. You find that pretty suspicious.
You know, Mr. Eddie, here's what I find suspicious, that you and the General and Ms. Gray and Bud Dickman there, you guys probably go to carnivals and you get a corn dog, don't you?
I do. I like them.
Oh, wow. You know, you come right out and say that.
Let me ask, what is wrong with that? Yeah, what's wrong with it?
You got a big, thick dog, and you're standing there for all the world, gnawing on it, and it's on a stick. That's when the Citizens Auxiliary Police jumps into action.
What, you jump into action by what? Trying to deep throat one of those?
Fuck you.
I heard that. Jay, we heard that, and you can't hang up. Well, you're talking about a guy deep throating a red hot.
I saw a guy order a hot red hot, and I said, are you free? You're going to gag on it.
Why would you ask a question like that, man? The guy's getting a red hot. I assume he likes it. First thing comes into your mind, he's going to gag on it?
Yeah, that's right. As a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, we have to be aware of all these eventualities and things that go wrong. I'm at a carnival. You know, I'm seeing...
Jay, first of all, so far, the only thing you've said is the Ferris wheel may collapse... A guy may gag on a corn dog, and another guy may gag on a red hot. Those are the three big problems you see with these roadside carnivals.
That's not all. There's a lot of things these roadside carnivals, on average, Mr. Henry, every year, about 100,000 people get the creeps looking at a carnival, okay? Now, that's a figure that I saw quoted in one of these psychology magazines.
100,000 people a year get the creeps.
That's right.
From roadside carnivals.
That's right, and I can hear you laughing as you do every time I'm on your show going, roadside carnivals. I can hear that, Mr. Henry, very clearly. And I can tell you that all the things we do at the Citizens Auxiliary Police, Major Elvis Newton is Major Newton.
And Mr. Henry, you know, we do the very best we can. What we've got. Oh.
Lay down. Give him that blanket, will you?
Here you go, Major Newton.
Major Elvis Newton, he's laying down now.
Why is he with you if he needs to lay down? Why does he just go home?
Because he wants to be on top. You want to be on top of it, sir?
Yeah, I want to be on top of something, not you. I'm only kidding. Give me the phone. Give me the phone.
Mr. Henry, we appreciate your interest in Operation... did you tell him?
Oh, I forgot.
This is called Operation... It's called Operation Carnival 99.
Yeah, we call it Operation Carnival 99, even though it's 2024, because that's a better-sounding year. And Carnival 99 will get to the bottom of these parking lot carnivals where people are standing for all the world before God and man with a corn dog in one hand and their entire future in the other.
Okay, Mr. Henry.
I don't know what any of that meant.
Okay, I'm sorry. I feel sorry for you. Where a man stands there with a corn dog, and his whole future lays ahead of him, just one big empty road, okay? Well, I get out of bed in the morning, Mr. Henry.
Dennis.
Hold on. I'm going to get this said. I get out of bed in the morning, Mr. Henry, and you know what my future looks like to me?
No, what?
One big empty road, that's what.
He's laughing.
I know. No, I know that.
You got to tell everybody when I'm laughing, what's your name?
Bud.
Bud? You got to tell everybody when I'm laughing, Bud?
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Andy. I will never come on your program again, ever.
All right, Jay, I'm sorry I didn't mean to offend you.
Will you please hang up on me?
Okay, in a minute. I got a couple of questions for you.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. Once again, what's that figure, the number of people that get the creeps every year?
Every year, people get the creeps.
Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Phil, don't do that and then hang up on him. Oh, yes, I will do that and hang up on him, okay? Wasting my time. What is the big time waster was all we found out was that people are eating corn dogs and red hots, and they're riding Ferris wheels that could collapse. Oh, man. Ted Bell?
Ted Bell in line four.
Ted Bell coming up next here on the world-famous Phil. And now what's going on with Ted is he's got that Porter Ted, but he's going through another crisis. Ted's going through another crisis. Is he in the right business? He got inebriated the other night. Get right down to it. Patty Slauson was in there, and she had her husband, Ted. And Ted, the other Ted, our Ted, he said some things that were, what did he do, insult her? No, he wasn't trying to insult her. He got a little crude. Okay, Ted Bell coming up next here, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com, and you'll feel good. You'll feel right Saturday night. A backstage pass is worth 60,000 hours of great radio and digital content, as well as video casts, home movies, and other long and short form comedy. My name is Elvin God, and I am your God for the Phil Henry Show backstage pass.
Yes, take it from Elvin God. The world-famous Phil Henry Show backstage pass, well worth it. At under $10 a month for the month, under $7 a month for the year.
I'm Elvin God.
I'm ready when you are. Ted?
Oh. Come on down to Ted's in Beverly Hills and get the Porter Ted, 36 ounces. Get it.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your mouth.
How you doing, Ted?
Yeah, I'm doing all right, Phil. I'm sorry that I wasn't Johnny on the spot there with the... hi, everybody. Ted Bell here from Ted's in Beverly Hills. I certainly do hope that you come on in and take advantage of some of the greatest steaks that you're ever going to have, our great sides. Of course, we have our Tedibles, and of course, we have our Teditizers, our appetizers, as we call them. We have great seafood. We have beautiful, beautiful Ted bass, as well as sword Ted, and, of course, oysters Ted. It's all there at Ted's in Beverly Hills here in Beverly Hills, California.
Okay, Ted, but we've got you on the program tonight because I know...
You know what?
Was there not a problem?
Oh.
Well, we heard from Marcy. Look, Ted, we know you had this Porter, Ted, and a lot of these promotions, you're having a hard time. You've got a very... Sorry, I bumped it.
Yeah, you bumped the microphone.
All right, I bumped the microphone.
Hold on, I got to readjust it.
You guys there?
I'm right here. We have to readjust the microphone.
Okay, let me see.
Bud, just...
Never mind, okay?
We heard that you had this Porter Ted, promotion. Marcy said that you got into trouble at the restaurant. She was upset. Marcy got a call from Patty Slauson, right?
Yeah.
And you want to tell the story here? Because from what I understand, it made the Beverly Hills Squeal, the weekly paper there.
Yeah, it made the Squeal. And look, Phil, we were having, we have the Porter Ted promotion, okay? I'm not going to get into it. And this is our 36-ounce Porter Ted steak. And we sent people to come on in, and we had a contest. How much of Ted's meat can you get into your mouth? You heard when we did the promotion on your show.
Exactly.
Okay. So Patty and Ted Slauson come in, and yes, I had a few cocktails. I admit to that.
Ted, I just want to say one thing. It's Margaret.
Yes.
You know that you've got a little bit of a problem with the alcohol.
No, I do not have a problem with the alcohol. I keep telling you people that.
Well, you get into trouble sometimes from drinking.
You do, Ted.
What are you people talking about?
Didn't you have a problem there a few years ago, where you were with one of the waitresses?
Hey, you did, Mr. Bell. You said you hid your hand up her dress or something.
I had a problem.
All right, anyway, let's get to what it was, because Patty Slauson called Marcy with this news. You want me to say it?
No, I'll do it. I'll roll it out. So anyway, we had the contest, and what we say is, I want to put my meat in your mouth, and what we did is, I would sing that. I thought it would be novel. It's here's our next contestants, Patty and Ted Slauson. Yeah, I want to put my meat in their mouths. That's what I would do. Then they would start to eat the Porter Ted, see who can eat as much Porter Ted, and they win 3 free dinners with drinks at Ted's in Beverly Hills.
Okay.
So I go, they get up there, I go, I want to put my meat in your mouth, and I point to them. And Ted said later that I really pointed to Patty, not him, and that is a filthy lie, and I want to get on the record right now and say it's a lie.
Okay, so you point at people? I'm just trying to figure out how this contest went.
Yeah, I go, I want to put my meat in your mouth, and then I turn and I point at the couple, and I go, I want to put my meat in your mouth, okay?
What are you doing all of this for?
It's part of the, it's part of the contest, okay? It's giving it a little bit of pizzazz.
Okay, so Ted says that you were actually pointing.
He thought I was actually pointing at Patty. I go, I want to put my meat in your mouth. And sure, I'm going to do that, Phil. Am I the guy? You think I'm really going to do that? I'm really going to just point right at a guy's wife and say, I want to put my meat in your mouth? I don't think so.
All right, but here comes the thing that Patty Slauson told Marcy.
All right, so I'd had a couple of drinks. And as they were leaving, because they won the contest, the Slaussons, okay?
They ate the most 36-ounce Porter Ted.
Yeah, well, the way you put that.
They won by eating as much Porter Ted, more Porter Ted than anybody else.
Yes. So as they're leaving, I'm drunk. I want to put, and I said to Patty as she's walking out, she's a good friend, okay, and she kissed me, and I said, I shook Ted's hand. I said, I had a lot of fun. I want to put my meat up your,
You sang that to her?
Yeah.
Oh, God, Ted, you're kidding. You've got a drinking problem, friend.
No, I do not have a drinking problem. It's been a very difficult few weeks, Phil, trying to get through another rotten promotion, okay?
What you want to do, Ted, is you want to get together with me and the crew here and come up with some promotional ideas. Where are you getting these ideas?
I'm working with the guys in New York on these things.
Well, they're giving you lousy ideas, okay? I can't count the number of times over the last 2-3 years you've been on this show saying, that promotion stiffed, Easter Ted, whatever, thanks Ted or Ted Giving. These promotions suck ass, Ted.
I know.
So you saying to her, I want to put my meat... Were you graphic?
I did.
Oh, for Christ's sake. What do you mean?
What do you mean, Mr. Ennie?
Go ahead, Ted.
I said, I want to put my meat up your ass.
Did Ted hear that, her husband?
No, he didn't. And she glared at me, and they left. And then the next thing I know, I get home, and there's Marcy saying to me, so you said you want to put your meat right up blankety blank. I said, If I did say that, I'm sorry, honey. I'm pretty drunk. And she said, that's nice. Get out. So I had to spend the night. If you're ready for this, Phil. I went to that Tropicana Hotel down there on Melrose.
Yeah.
I got a room there. Got to tell you.
Well, all right, man. So this sounds like a pretty bad. Are you and Marcy talking?
Yeah, we talked this afternoon. I told her, honey, I love you. I was drunk as hell. I was being stupid. And it's been a really, really hard year.
You guys are making money with the restaurant.
Yeah, we're making money, okay? But these promotions are killing me.
Then you ought to fire those guys and hire... You don't even have to hire us. We'll brainstorm some promotional ideas for you. Yeah, Ted, look it. We do promotion over here. We got the... Dr. Elcott is going to be elevated on August 1st. And we're going to have a subscription drive.
Who?
Dr. Ed... You never heard of Dr. Ed Elcott?
No, I have not heard of Dr. Ed Elcott. What is he? Some kind of a pediatrician?
No, he's a New Age church cleric. And he's going to be elevated to a new rank... Overlord.
And this is the promotional stuff. Oh,
wow.
No, I'm not going to have you do... Although, think about that. Yeah, this is a good idea, Ted. You dress in religious garb, and you have the Sunday morning steak church.
Okay, Phil, thank you very much.
No. That's actually not a bad idea.
I love that idea, Joe.
Yeah, every Sunday morning, you have breakfast. Sunday breakfast at Ted's in Beverly Hills. It's Ted's Church of Steak.
And what am I, all dressed up like some guy from outer space?
Well, you can dress up in a kind of a priest's robes and say, good morning, welcome to church. And they go through an arch that's made out of pork ribs.
Are you guys bullshitting me?
No. This is a... Go ahead, Margaret. They go through an arch that's made of pork ribs, and they sit down at their table, and they order their Sunday morning brunch.
Okay, so it's I think you're fucking...
What's the language, okay?
All right, I'm sorry, but I think you guys are messing with me.
No, it's just... These are ideas... At least these ideas are off the whole naming everything after you.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Come on, Ted. Ted... Porter Ted. Ted Oween. Ted... You know, Tedmas. New Ted Eve. You know, it's all... It sucks. Because everybody's heard it before, and nobody wants to go to anything like that.
Oh, thanks a lot, Phil. You know, I'm on your show trying to promote this stuff, trying to make this stuff into a moneymaker, and you're saying the whole thing sucks on wheels. I'm telling you, Phil.
No, you gotta get a grip, man. I'm telling you that nobody wants to keep going to these promotions of yours where they're all named after you. Get your name off of these things.
But instead, they want to come to the Sunday morning Church of Steak.
Yeah, they'll come to the church, or the steak church.
Come to steak church, and they'll have Holy Steak Union.
What's he talking about?
You talking about Holy Communion?
Yeah.
No.
No, are you kidding me, man? The Catholic Church would come and skin me alive. I'm going to do that.
All right, take it easy, Ted. Something like that. I just think, and I think the General's right, you need a promotion where you're not naming everything after you.
So you think that was the problem, Hud?
I think there's something that's making you very unhappy, and I think a lot of it has to do with these crap promotions. I want to put my meet up. I can't believe... I want to call Marcy after we're done.
Please don't.
I'm going to call Marcy after we're done.
Please don't, Margaret. Please don't call Marcy. Please. Please, okay?
God, why don't you say please, Nurse Ratched? Please don't call my mother.
When I see you, bud, I'm going to kick your ass right up through your mouth. You know that?
All right, everybody calm the hell down. So those are a couple of ideas for you, Ted. I'm sorry all that stuff went down with Marcy. I hope I hope everything's better at the house.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Where are you living right now?
I'm in my car.
You're living in your car?
Yeah.
She won't let you back in the house?
I don't know. I haven't even tried.
Why don't you go back and apologize to her and tell her you love her and all that stuff?
Yeah, okay.
All right, Ted, it's been great talking to you.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Phil, for bringing so much sunshine and laughter into my life. I really appreciate it.
Sorry.
Yeah, sure.
Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Yeah, hey, everybody, come on down to Ted's in Beverly Hills. We're going to have the Church of Steak, where you can come in and go to Steak Union, worship a side of beef. Hang it up. Hang it up, I said.
Ted Bell from Ted's in Beverly Hills. What a nightmare of a scenario that is.
Well, you know something? That alcohol's got to end.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Why do you say that?
The stuff he said...
But trust me, if a man is blurting out crap like that after drinking, he's got a drinking problem.
One time I told Vivian, I said, I'd had a couple of beers. I said, your butt looks good.
That's not even close to the same thing of what he said.
Do you know what he said?
Yeah, I heard. He said he wants to put his meat there.
It's different. That was another man's wife. Never mind. Anyway, welcome. I mean, goodbye. I mean, welcome. Goodbye. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One. Yes, August 1st, Dr. Ed Elcott elevated to overlord status.
Yeah, this song's bitchy. What's it called?
It's called The Monster of Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Yeah, okay.